All right, Max Voland, Iron Man. Good job, man. Really good job for you today. Seemed like you were a lot around the PC guys, and you were moving forward. Good job.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was a good day for me. Qualifying still sucks. I qualified like 18th, which I just don't even understand it anymore, but whatever. Fuck it. Moto's the only thing that matters, so...
Yeah, but what about gate pick? Like, 18th is getting where the gate picks aren't that good, right?
Yeah, but honestly, I was surprised, like, and I rewatched races last year. I seen some starts kind of come from the outside, but a lot of them were inside the box, the majority, and when I went down there, half the guys in front of me went outside the box.
Okay.
So, one guy picks outside, and they all kind of just follow the leader, and I was like, I was about 12 inside from the box. Okay, it was pretty good, actually. Yep. And, I ripped a pretty decent start and was in the top 10. Well, actually, 16th across the line, but I made huge passes in the back in the woods section going outside of a lot of guys, and then someone fell and made a pile up, and I got another group of dudes, and I kind of just had some good speed today, and honestly just good conditioning and fight.
This was a tough one, huh?
It was so hot, and second moto I barely made the finish line. Like, I was about 7 laps to go, and I was thinking to myself, I'm not sure if I'm gonna make to the last lap, but I held in there, and then I think I went 7-8 for 7th overall, something like that.
And just battling pro circuit guys.
Yeah, PC guys and Triumph guys pretty much all day today. So, pretty good for a little handbrake. And, I was fighting hard and almost died last moto, but we survived and I'm here.
It was funny. I was watching. So you got Kitchen Moto 2, and then so he's kind of dropping back. You got him, and I'm like, okay. And then, dude, he hit the afterburners and passed you and a bunch of other guys. I don't know, like, if he found some lines or...
Yeah, I don't know. The way the track was just, like, if you did find some decent lines, you could really get a good flow going. Like, I kind of, in the middle of the race, I wasn't on the good lines, and then about 3 laps into the middle of the first moto, I got the lines dialed, and then it was like I picked it back up again. And honestly, it just wasn't that hot enough yet to really be like survival. And then the second moto was about, I'd say, halfway. I was really charging because I got a bad start, and then I was just survival from there once I kind of settled in.
I heard some complaints about the track. No surprise, you riders always complain, but I did hear they got no Godzilla, too deep, too ruddy, unable to move anywhere. But again, what do you think?
I've come to Ironman except last year, but this is my 4th version, and honestly, like, I'm gonna be 100% honest, every year I come here the track gets shorter and it gets worse. I feel like the old layout where we had long straight back, and they've added a lot of viewing sections now, but I mean, Ironman has always been known for the Godzilla jump, and I just feel like taking that out is just,
honestly, lap times were like 240 one year,
Like, we had a good decent track, and I felt like the racing was better. It was a little bit faster, but more open and playful. And then, and I don't dislike the wood section. I feel like the exit of it could have been a little bit better. Like, we do that little drop down to the goalie, and it's just like, and then, honestly, the dirt, like, there's so much mulch. Like, I hope for the designations they leave the mulch off the track and just rip it deep with the regular clay that's here, because the dirt here is usually some of the best of the year, and I love this track a majority of the time, but just I don't agree with the changes.
I'll put you in the group that was complaining to me about it. So I think you're 7th in points.
7th, 8th. 7th.
Yeah, like, how we feel about that? 4 motos to go. Like, I think it's been solid.
Yeah, honestly, I'm happy with where I'm at considering where I came from. I feel like Supercross was honestly a little bit easier for me compared to outdoors with the handbrake and all that. So it's been a more of a learning curve too on the outdoors, just with the bike. I've done a lot of testing, and Supercross I really found a base that was solid, and it's just been kind of a fight, but I've been slowly progressing every weekend, and also with just having the break off and being able to come out here and be fresh when it's hot is nice.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.